The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
4 years in office and it's all over. Well, bar the shouting, all over by this time tomorrow. Simon Tierney, News Talk's own Simon Tierney, has been looking back through things for us. And Simon, you know, we could be here until the end of time talking about Donald Trump. That is the nature of the man and his presidency. You kind of very helpfully split this up into different areas. Let's start with international politics and the reputation of the US abroad. He mentioned Putin there. He mentioned Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, well, they're interesting ones. Kim Jong-un is a situation where Trump defied decades of American foreign policy. He legitimized the regime in the eyes of his opponents by meeting with him on two or three occasions, I think, including in the demilitarized zone between the North and South of Korea. Trump loves the theater of diplomacy. That last segment of the montage that you played there, Kieran, is interesting because he likes the adulation of the crowd, but also with the Kim Jong-un thing, it was all about the theater of it, the flags in the background, the two leaders coming from opposite ends of the stage and meeting in the middle for this signing of a rather meaningless peace accord between the two, which Kim Jong-un promptly went back to Pyongyang and immediately said things directly in contradiction of what he just said. So in terms of foreign policy, a lot of it was posturing and not much substance to it. Apart from, you know, you have to give credence where it's due. And I think in the Middle East peace accords, which him and Ivanka and Jared were working on, there is some success there in the sense that the region has calmed, tensions have calmed somewhat, and he's, you know, it's one country where he is particularly liked by a lot of people there. There's a new housing development in the occupied territories that's going to be called Trump Heights as a show of gratitude to the president.
So a mixed bag, really, on foreign policy. Some of it absolutely bonkers, as you said, but undeniably some successes. And people texting in and making that remark as well. Let's talk about some domestic issues. The wall. He mentioned the wall and the montage you put together there for us as well. This is one of the big pledges. How much of the wall did he build?
Yeah, so he built around 730 kilometres. Now, a lot of that was refurbishing of old wall that was already in place. In terms of new wall, we're talking 128 kilometres. The border is 3,000 kilometres long, Kieran. So promises made, promises very, very partly kept.
That's not much, is it? 40 kilometres, less, what, 30 kilometres a year he built?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I mean, he wasn't able to get the funding because it was a non-starter from the word go. He said Mexico would pay for it. Of course, they wouldn't be able to pay for it. But it's a classic example of what Trump does best is he created a problem and then posited a solution. The problem was that what he described as caravans of infestations of immigrants were pouring it across the southern border. That's not true. The 10 years previous to Trump arriving in office, the numbers of illegal aliens arriving across the southern border were going down every year. So he created this problem and he thought that an easy solution and therefore political capital could be gained by building a wall, but it wasn't as easy as he imagined it would be.
All right, okay, so no success, let's be honest, no success. 30 kilometres per year is zero success in anyone's book. At the Supreme Court, this we knew when people knew that they looked at the age profile of those sitting on the bench, they knew this was going to be a big issue in all likelihood for the Trump presidency, and so it turned out to be. Remind us exactly what happened.
Yeah, the Supreme Court is by far his signature success, but it's a partisan success. It's not a national success. Only some people will be happy with this, but his base and the Christian right.
But he delivered.
Right, he did.
He undeniably delivered.
He delivered more Supreme Court justices than any president since Reagan. Three, which is an extraordinary number considering there's only 9 seats on the bench. Three of those were his nominees, Neil Gorsuch in his first year, Amy Coney Barrett, of course, most recently, and perhaps most controversially, we'll never forget the
Brett Kavanaugh
hearings, which were just extraordinary to watch. An amazing telly, let's be honest. But this is the key platform that Trump campaigned on in 2016, Kieran, was to move the Supreme Court to the right. It's difficult for us to understand this in a European context, but the Supreme Court is really the arbiter of morality in and jurisprudence, of course, in America. And the fact that when you get on the Supreme Court, it's a lifetime position, and Trump truly has transformed the nation's highest court, perhaps for generations.
Yeah, look, people will disagree with what he did, but like we said, he delivered. He promised he'd do it. He delivered. Part of the attraction, even for people who didn't like Trump, part of the attraction, the magnetism of the last 4 years has been the soap opera element to it all. And the biggest role in all that was the West Wing and the machinations of the West Wing and people being moved in and people being moved out and people writing books. Talk to us a bit about that.
Yeah, yeah. When I was doing Race to the White House, we interviewed Madeleine Westerhout, who was the his kind of personal assistant who sat outside the Oval Office. And it was extraordinary to listen to her because it really did sound like the kind of chaotic version of the West Wing, which we really want Mr. Sorkin to write. But the turnover of staff was just extraordinary. 91% towards the end was the turnover of staff. That's 20% higher than Obama during his time. So he hired and fired a lot of people. Of course, a lot of them resigned as well. But I think what's interesting for me is that, and they really got this right in the HBO series, The Comey Rule, is that the one thing that he always looked for from people that he hired was loyalty and this kind of mafioso style of hiring and firing. And what he never got, what he never understood, and I don't think he ever will understand, is that the people who he employed in the West Wing, their allegiance was never to him. Their allegiance was to the Constitution and the people of America. And that's something that Trump was never able to square in his own thinking.
Before I let you go, then briefly, the economy. How did he perform in terms of handling the economy?
Well, Trump, by his own review, everyone would like to write their own
review.
He says that
most.
He created the greatest economy that America has ever known. He didn't. He developed on an economy which was doing very well. So Biden and his people would argue that he inherited something that was doing very well. But it was absolutely destroyed by COVID. And his claims that he created this juggernaut, they're not substantiated by the fact that it was already on an upward trajectory when he inherited from Obama in 2017.
Listen, Simon, we appreciate you putting all of that together for us, our very own Simon Tierney there. I'm just sorry we didn't have more time. We are going to come back to this discussion a little bit later in the show, and people have been having their say on the text line, their views on Donald Trump. 53106, keep those texts coming into us. Like I said, we'll come back to it a little bit later. We are as well going to speak to Kate O'Connell, the former Fine Gael TD. She is a pharmacy owner, about the rollout of the vaccine in communities.